Romans chapter 8. Sermons by Paul C. Jung. Sermon 7. Those called according to his purpose. Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 30. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. Beloved saints, today we would like to share the word about those who are the called according to his purpose through the words of Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 30. The Apostle Paul speaks like this in today's main text, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. This word is not the saying that worldly people vaguely say, eventually good things will happen. This word is the word that speaks of the purpose of salvation that God established in Jesus Christ. It speaks of the providence of salvation that God knew us from before the foundation of the world, called us in Jesus Christ, justified us with the gospel of the water and the Spirit, and will glorify us in the future. Therefore, we must know this word correctly. The word that all things work together for good does not mean that all our fleshly desires will come true. It means that all the things God did to make us his children achieved God's good in Jesus Christ. God worked all things together for good. God has never worked without any purpose from the beginning. There was a purpose that God created the heavens and the earth. There was a purpose that he made man out of dust. And there was a purpose that he placed the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden. Many people ask, if God had not made the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, man would not have sinned, so why did he place the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? However, we must see the answer to this question within the gospel of the water and the Spirit. God did not intend to leave man merely as a simple creature. God intended to make man his children. He intended to make man those who conform to the image of God, make them those who are clothed with the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ, and make them live together in the eternal kingdom of God. So God made human beings know their weakness under the law, made them realize sin, and eventually made them know that they are those who need God's mercy and salvation. And he sent Jesus Christ as the answer. Therefore, all the things God did eventually achieved good. That good is exactly that sinners receive the removal of sin by the gospel of the water and the Spirit and become children of God. Man is originally a weak earthen vessel-like being. God made man out of dust. The Bible compares man to an earthen vessel. An earthen vessel breaks easily. It is weak. They think themselves strong, but in reality, they are too weak. Man cannot keep God's law perfectly, even if they want to live good with their heart. The flesh leans towards sin. It is human life to become servile, even before a small benefit, to submit, even before a slightly powerful person, and to easily compromise for one's own life and profit. Therefore, man cannot become a child of God by his own strength, They cannot go before God with their own righteousness. They cannot become righteous by keeping the law. Man is a being who must receive mercy before God from the beginning. God knew this fact. So he made us as weak beings. But he did not leave us abandoned in that weakness as it is. God gave us the gospel of the water and the Spirit in Jesus Christ. He established a plan to wash away our sins, clothe us with God's righteousness, and let us obtain eternal life. Who are those called according to his purpose? The main text says, those who are the called according to his purpose. Then who are those called by God? Those called by God are people who know their own sins. They are people who know that they cannot stand before God by their own strength. They are people who know themselves that they cannot keep the law, cannot enter heaven with their own righteousness, and have no choice but to go to hell, and thus seek God's mercy. Jesus said, I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. Matthew chapter 9, verse 13. The ones God calls are not people who think themselves righteous. They are not people who believe in their own strength. They are people who admit, I am lacking. I am weak. I am a sinner. I cannot live without the Lord's mercy. To such people, the gospel of the water and the Spirit is heard. The gospel is heard that Jesus took charge of all my sins by receiving baptism from John the Baptist, received the judgment of those sins on the cross, and resurrected to make me live with new life. And the person who believes that gospel is the person called according to God's purpose. God's election was accomplished in Jesus Christ. Many people misunderstand God's predestination and election. Some people say that God, without any reason, predestines some people to go to heaven and predestines some people to go to hell. However, God is not such an unrighteous one. If God were one who unconditionally lines people up in two rows, sending one side to heaven and sending one side to hell, people would be able to protest before God. However, God is a righteous one. God gave the law equally to all people, and gave the opportunity to hear and believe the gospel equally to all people. God's predestination is a predestination accomplished in Jesus Christ. God predestined to make man his children in Jesus Christ from before the foundation of the world. In other words, he predestined to make those who believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit, which Jesus accomplished through his baptism, cross, and resurrection, into children of God. Therefore, we should not vaguely fear whether we have received God's election or not. The important thing is whether one believes the gospel of the water and the Spirit. It is whether one believes the righteousness of God, that Jesus took charge of my sins with the baptism he received from John and was judged on the cross. The one who believes this gospel is the one elected by God. We must have the faith of Jacob and Abel. Esau and Jacob appear in the Bible. God said that he loved Jacob and hated Esau. Also, Cain and Abel appear. God accepted Abel's offering but did not accept Cain's offering. Why is that so? God did not do so without any reason. Esau was a person who relied on his own strength. Cain also went before God with his own toil and his own righteousness. However, Jacob was a person who knew his own weakness. And Abel was a person who went before God by believing in the blood of the sacrifice appointed by God. The person loved by God is not a person who believes in his own strength. They are not a person who boasts of their own righteousness. They are a person who admits that they are weak, lacking, and servile before God, and relies only on God's mercy. We too must become people like Jacob before God. We must have faith like Abel. God, I cannot become righteous by my own strength. I need the Lord's mercy. I believe the righteousness of God that Jesus accomplished with his baptism and the cross. We must have this kind of faith. God made those he foreknew to be conformed to the image of his Son. The main text, Romans chapter 8, verse 29, says, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." God foreknew us. He knew our weakness. He knew what sins we would commit. And he knew that we could not be saved by our own strength. So God predestined to save us in Jesus Christ. God's purpose is to make us conform to the image of his Son. It is to make Jesus Christ the firstborn among many brethren. Jesus is the only begotten Son of God and our Savior. When we believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit and become children of God, Jesus becomes the firstborn among many brethren. This is amazing grace. Originally, we were sinners. We were weak earthen vessels made of dust. However, God made us his children in Jesus Christ. He made us those who will inherit the kingdom of God together with Jesus. This is God's predestination. This is God's love. God called, justified, and glorified. The main text, Romans chapter 8, verse 30, says, "Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified." Many people misunderstand this word as a process of sanctification. They think that God predestines, calls, and gradually changes us to justify us later, and glorifies us around the time of death. However, this is an interpretation that does not know the gospel of the water and the Spirit. God called us in Jesus Christ, and he justified us, who were called with the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Because Jesus took charge of all our sins by receiving baptism, and received the judgment of those sins on the cross, the one who believes this gospel is justified at once. Becoming righteous is not accomplished gradually. The removal of sin is accomplished at once. It is not that sin in the heart gradually decreases and disappears later. The moment we believe the baptism of Jesus and the blood of the cross as the gospel of our salvation, God justifies us. He declares us sinless, and he glorified those who received the removal of sin. This is the word that he made them God's children, and made them enter the glory of the kingdom of God in the future. The one who has received the removal of sin is a child of God, and a child of God is one who will receive the glory of heaven. By the doctrine of sanctification, one cannot know the truth of the removal of sin. Many people say, if you believe in Jesus, you are gradually sanctified and later become a sinless person. However, the Bible does not say so. Faith grows. Faith receives nurturing. A born-again person learns the word, grows within the church, and is gradually established as a worker of the gospel. This is a fact. However, the removal of sin is not gradual. The removal of sin is at once. Becoming a child of God is also at once. Becoming a righteous person is also at once. It is accomplished at once when believing the baptism, cross, and resurrection of Jesus. It is not that a person believes in Jesus and strives for 10, 20, or 50 years so that sin gradually disappears. If one thinks like that, a person cannot be free from sin for their whole life. Until death, they say, I am not yet perfect. I am still a sinner, and eventually stand before God with sin. However, the gospel of the water and the Spirit speaks clearly to us. Jesus already took charge of all our sins. Jesus already received the judgment of those sins. Therefore, the one who believes has no sin now. They are a righteous person now. They are a child of God now. This is the true gospel. We must believe within God's will. Faith is not believing as one pleases. It is not believing in Jesus according to one's own thoughts. One must believe the word of God that has been done within God's will. One must know and believe how God saved us. God knew our weakness. He knew that we are beings who cannot keep the law and have no choice but to commit sin all our lives. So he sent Jesus. Jesus took over all our sins by receiving baptism from John the Baptist. And he paid the price of sin by shedding blood and dying on the cross. By resurrecting, he gave us new life. This is God's will. The person who accepts this will is the person who loves God. The person who acknowledges what God has done is the person called by God. The person who discards their own righteousness and believes God's mercy is a child of God. We must confess like this before God. Lord, I am lacking. I cannot keep the law. I cannot become righteous by my own strength. However, I believe that Jesus took charge of my sins with his baptism and received judgment on the cross. I believe that God has justified me. This faith saves us. All things work together for good. Now let us return again to the first word of today's main text. All things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose, that God made man weak, that he placed the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, that he gave the law, that he sent Jesus Christ, that Jesus received baptism, died on the cross, and resurrected. All these things worked together for good. What is that good? It is making a sinner into a child of God. It is making a person like a weak earthen vessel into a righteous person, clothed with God's righteousness. It is making a person who has no choice but to go to hell into a citizen of heaven. It is making Jesus Christ the firstborn among many brethren, and making us those brethren. All of this is God's good. The greatest good God gave us is the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Within this gospel, God's predestination, election, calling, justification, and glorification all become clear. Let us live by faith as those called according to His purpose. Beloved saints, we are people called according to God's purpose. We were not called because we are great. We were not chosen because we are righteous. We were a weak, lacking, and servile life, but God took pity on us in Jesus Christ. God predestined to make us His children in Jesus Christ from before the foundation of the world. Jesus came to this earth, took charge of all our sins with His baptism, was judged for those sins on the cross, and resurrected to give us new life. God justified us who believe this gospel, and also glorified us. Therefore, we must not be shaken by the doctrine of sanctification or wrong predestination. The removal of sin was accomplished at once. Becoming a child of God was also accomplished at once. Faith grows, but becoming a righteous person is accomplished the moment we believe the baptism, cross, and resurrection of Jesus. Let us believe this grace. Let us acknowledge what God has done. Let us discard our own righteousness and hold on to God's mercy. Like Jacob, like Abel, let us become people who rely on the Lord's mercy. And let us live as those called according to His purpose. Let us believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit more deeply, and preach this gospel to the souls who do not yet know it. Let us praise this grace that God called us, justified us, and glorified us. All things work together for good. All the things God did to save us in Jesus Christ are good. The one who believes this good is a blessed one. I hope that all of us, as those called according to His purpose, will live believing and thanking God's righteousness. Amen.